This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to an assessment by the AP, the U.S. Congress has passed the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the November 3rd election, with differences between U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her Senate Republican rivals, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable despite the glaring needs of the country. Mr. Trump's GOP allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that Mr. Trump himself now derides as too puny. The debate promises to bring a hefty dose of posturing and political gamesmanship, but little more. Even the architect of the Senate measure, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, isn't claiming the vote will advance the ball. Once the measure fails, he plans to turn the chamber's full attention to cementing a 6-3 conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court by confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett. It is likely to be the Senate's final act before Election Day. And in that context, this week's vote has the chief benefit of giving Republicans in tough re-election races a last opportunity to try to show voters they are prioritizing COVID relief. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are both going on the offense. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I love going to churches.
President Trump began his Sunday with a visit to the non-denominational International Church of Las Vegas, where Pastor Denise Goulet told him she'd had a vision.
At 4:30, the Lord said to me, I am going to give your president a second wind.
The president made this appeal.
You better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us.
Hello, North Carolina!
Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in Durham, North Carolina, mocking the president's optimistic statements on the coronavirus pandemic.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend.